What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked On Sharks, the daily premier hockey podcast covering your favorite team in the Bay Area. Today's episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Meat boys are back. Omaha Steaks makes it easy to send friends and family an unforgettable gift guaranteed to be loved. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter NHL into the search bar to order the perfect gift package. Meat package, baby.
You're Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, Kyle Demetrius. Back with me, as always, is my co-host, JD, the sautéed mushrooms to my asparagus. Both good steak options.
They're both good.
What can I say? We're just you forgot the rest of the graphics package.
No, we got more stuff coming in. That's why.
Oh yeah. I was gonna say, though, it's what's more 2021 than just two straight white dudes talking hockey and meat. In our 30s. We're just guys that love meat. What can I say?
Guys, they love the game and they love meat.
Yeah, we love going hard in the corners and hard on the plate.
Yeah, we're talking the boys today. There's anything more that we love than talking about the boys.
Talking about meat and small boys.
This is gonna get flagged.
I heard a good joke. Actually, I shouldn't say it on my.
Yeah, say that for off air. We have a lot to get to today, buddy.
We have a lot because some people have been asking for a prospect roundup. So what we're gonna do is we're going to go through the last 2 years of prospects, 2020 and 2021. I have to say, JD put a lot of work into this. There's an actual my screen is split in half because there's an actual spreadsheet over here that has shit like role, games, last year's stuff. JD put a lot of work into this.
This is one that, like, we tried to make the episode so we can listen to it, but if you're watching on YouTube, like, this is an episode where you probably want to watch on YouTube because,
but also download it. So what this is what happened with William Eklund. Hold on, just say this.
Do both
because Corporate Kane and Vince McMahon, who run this network, don't look at the YouTube views when they come up with like the weekly rankings. They only look at the downloads. And so everybody went to William Eklund and only like 700 people downloaded it, but 600 more watched it on YouTube. So like we lost out on all that and made it seem so like we didn't do very well. So do both. Yeah. Yes.
But this is a good YouTube episode. So.
Yeah, yes. JD also made more graphic packages. If you can tell who puts more work into this, it's not me.
Yes.
Speaking of needing to put in more work, the first guy we're going to get to is Ozzie Weisblad, who hasn't been bad. What we're going to do is, look at that sexy graphic.
Yes.
He's also making a sad face. What we're going to do just before we jump into Ozzie Weisblad, we're just going to run down all of the picks in order. So we're not putting them in best, worst, reverse order, alphabetical order, arm length, shoe size.
Damn, that was a good opportunity. Is the arm length model the birthday? Yeah. We should have done the birthday model.
The horoscope based drafting. Yeah. Yes. So Ozzie is going to be first. Evgeny Kashnikov is going to be last. All of your friends in between.
Yes.
Ozzie Weisblad, right wing, first round pick in 2020. Praise be to Barclay Goodrow.
Yes, thank you, Barclay Goodrow. Your sacrifices
have been noted.
Actually, really quick on Barclay Goodrow. How did he survive that? The puck that just shattered his visor. I don't know.
Entire face.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, anyway, but yeah,
he gifted us Ozzie Weisblad, Prince Albert Raiders of the WHL, who are horror awful, to quote Chuck Barkley. Yes,
poo-poo fire.
Yes, they are. Ozzie's role on that team. We're not going to indicate the role because JD did so much work to go down and look at their role. We got some funny ones. Top line. As you can see here, he's played 20 games, has 16 points, split between 5 goals, 11 assists, good for 0.8 points per game. This is aggressively down from his 1.2 points per game last year in his draft plus one season.
Yes.
A good showing.
I talked to our friend Joel, who covers the WHL, and he said, biggest thing, Ozzie has nobody to pass to. So the poor guy is just out there trying to do it by himself right now. So, yeah, I think, I mean, because what we saw from him, he looked pretty good with the prospects, you know, and like the rookie camp and stuff like that. So I think it could just be one of those things where he's out there trying to be a one man show, and that's not his role right now. Like that's just not who he's going to be. I think once he gets over to the Barracuda and has some more established guys around him,
human beings,
you know, like even like, you know, the Raiders, they traded Kid and Ghoulie, who's basically their only other guy. They traded him away.
He's their best player.
Yeah, he's there. So Ozzie's it right now. So
yeah, not great for young Ozzie. He's going to be on the Barracuda next year unless he just makes the Sharks, because he did look good in the dev camp and the prospects camp. I think it was very notable how, I don't want to say NHL ready, but how much further along he looked development wise.
Yeah, especially because in the development camp, he was on a line kind of by himself while Bordeleau and Eklund were on the other line, and he held his own on that line. So yeah.
So doesn't necessarily, 5 goals, 11 assists isn't necessarily the end of the world.
Yeah.
It's just not what you want to see from a guy in his first rounder in his second season. You want to see them dominate.
Yep.
Which somebody is coming up. Yeah, I don't know. It's tough to gauge just how bad Prince Albert is. And when it comes to these junior teams, if the team is just bad, they're just gonna get,
there's not much you can do about it. Yeah,
boat
you can
raced. Be like, oh
yeah,
yeah. I mean, you can pull your team, but I don't think Ozzie's the guy. He's not like a Shane Wright or a Connor Bedard or something like that, where you're just like dragging your, a Connor McDavid, where you're just dragging your team into goodness.
Yeah, he's not that.
He's not that guy. Yeah. So,
somebody's on a very, very good team.
Yes. Somebody on the exact opposite situation.
Yes.
Thomas Bordeleau, center, pick number 38. So that's a round 2 pick. University of Michigan. If you've ever listened to one of our podcasts, none of this should be new information. Thomas Bordeleau is on the second line there by virtue of the fact that the team is absolutely stacked to the tits with talent. He's got 19 points in 18 games, 6 goals, 13 assists, 1.05 points per game. Last year, his points per game was 1.25. So again, he's down.
Down, but that team, though, the other guys, like your Matty Beniers, your Owen Powers, like these guys who were freshmen last year and making...
Ken Johnson is now a freshman.
Yeah, all these guys who were... first round picks in the draft have been having really good years. And he's still like third on the team in points and stuff like that. So it's not like he's just getting, you know, like he's still producing. It's just, it's not as
flashy. It's not like Matt Beniers has 2 points per game and Ken Johnson is at 1.8 and something like that. He's right in the thick of it. They just have so many stars. Owen Power plays on their defense.
Yeah.
Luke Hughes plays on their defense.
They have a Hughes brother. They've got, yeah.
Like Owen Power and Luke Hughes went in the top five, did they not?
Where did Luke Hughes did. Go? Yeah, and Matt Beniers
for the Devils.
Yes, and Kent
and
Johnson.
Matt Beniers and Kent Johnson.
Yes,
four of the top five guys all play in Michigan. And
he was a second round pick, and he's producing equally with these guys. So I think
he's going to be a steal.
Yes, he's going to be a steal, and I expect him to be on the Sharks next season to start the season. Yeah. So,
do you think for having such a good season, we should send him a gift?
Ooh, you know, nice Midwestern boy there. You know what they'd probably enjoy?
A big hunk of meat.
Oh, yes. That's where I'm going to talk to you guys about my friends, my personal friends.
Actual personal friends. JD tonight actually uses the product.
Had an Omaha steak burger tonight. I made, made Omaha steak, the Angus burgers tonight for my wife and I. They were delicious. So, I need to find the copy. This is really bad. I'm just going to say.
This is how you know that we were so excited for Omaha steaks is because JD actually purchases them all the time, eats them all the time, and didn't even have the copy ready because he was like, I love Omaha steaks. I don't need to do it. I'm just going to talk about the prime rib he's got for Christmas.
Yeah, the prime rib
he's making. I'm sure he's trying to smoke various Omaha meats on his Traeger.
That's the next thing to do is I got to work. All right. So, yes, Omaha steaks, something that I have been ordering for multiple years now. Highly recommend them. Holiday seasons are right around the corner, and finding the perfect gift is tricky. That's why Omaha Steaks makes it easy to send friends and family an unforgettable gift guaranteed to be loved. I have done this for my parents. They loved it. So go to omahasteaks.com, enter NHL into the search bar to order the perfect gift package. For $100, you get 24 entrees, including bacon wrapped filet mignons, which are amazing. Chicken breasts. They have these individual scalloped potatoes, which are so good. Then you also get hot dog, gourmet Franks and apple caramel tartlets. You throw those in the oven as you start the movie, 25 minutes in the movie. They're done. You eat those. You enjoy your movie. You enjoy your after the movie too. So head over to omahasteaks.com. Order, use the promo code NHL. Order the perfect gift package, and they'll send you 8 free burgers when you use that that promo code. So achieve gifting greatness with Omaha Steaks. Incredible flavor, incredible value, and 100% guaranteed. Omahasteaks.com. Keyword NHL.
Meat.
Meet.
You listen to podcasts for the power of the inside track. You switch to Boost Mobile for the power of saving money. Because with Boost, you get the power of a free 5G phone so you can listen to the latest episodes and keep up with your favorite players and teams. The power of 3 unlimited data lines for $30 a month per line so your family can share all the insights. And the power of one of America's largest 5G networks so you can do it all at the speed of 5G. With all that money you'll save and all that edge you'll gain, you just how powerful will you become? Switch to Boost Mobile and you can find out. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save, Boost Mobile. Disclaimer, free phone limited to a new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. Offers coverage not available everywhere for all phones and networks. See boostmobile.com for details. Okay, back to the children. Moving on. Bortolo is going to be sick. He plays on a stack team. We'll watch a Michigan game if you want. Somebody who doesn't play on a stack team and is absolutely manhandling the WHL. Tristan Robbins.
Yes. Friend of the show.
Also, we've interviewed the first three guys, which is sick.
Yes.
Friend of the show. I have this guy's phone number. Center, pick 56, round 2. Saskatoon Blades, the WHL. He's a top line player. He's got 11 goals, 20 assists for 31 points in 23 games played. That's good for 1.34 points per game. Weirdly, he's down.
Yeah, but
he was 1.44 points per game last year.
Yeah, that was also 16 games. So yes. Where he was, yeah, you have to remember he was in the bubble, the WHL bubble for a little bit, and he got hurt. Like he messed up his shoulder.
Yeah, it was just like there wasn't a big enough sample size. He obviously was playing really well, and he's kept it up. But that 1.44 easily could have been a 1.3 or a 1.2. But this is what you wanted to see Ozzy do this year, is what Tristan Robbins is doing, where he's absolutely, absolutely, absolutely killing the game.
Yeah.
And there's good work. No notes.
Yeah. He's doing well. And like, again, he's going to be a guy who's going to be on the CUDA next year. I don't think he'll make the jump to the Sharks right away. Especially I'm not sure if they want to keep him at center, which is where he likes to play as, or if they're going to move him to wing when he gets up onto the CUDA. But it's nice to see him continue that development, especially because after the Sharks drafted him, it was like, well, you know, his draft year, this first half of his draft year, it was kind of like, I don't know, you know, there wasn't much. And then once he made that move to center, he really took off. And it's been nice to see him continually progress and to build on that. So, yeah, Tristan Robbins looks like another dude in the making. So
I think Bortolo and Robbins are really going to be the dudes. Ozzy obviously has the chance still, but he's clearly behind them when it comes to what we're looking at this year.
But again, right. I think with Ozzy, it's going to be, I think this year's just
got to get him off the Raiders.
Yeah. So
also should have mentioned Thomas Bortolo invited to USA World Junior Camp.
Yes. Good for
him.
He
should make it. He made it last year and then got kicked off because his roommate got COVID. So which should be
false positive on the COVID too, which was even the worst. Yeah. Part of it. So
moving on, because we're getting into the dregs coming up here soon. So
no, we got some good ones here soon. Yes.
We have Daniil Gushin, who we interviewed his coach, but Daniil doesn't really speak a lot of English, so it's gonna be tough on that one. Round 3, pick 76 in 2020, plays for the Niagara Ice Dogs. He's a top line player there. He has 15 goals, our first guy who's a true blue goal scorer with 9 assists in 19 games. He has 1.26 points per game. Last year is tough because the OHL didn't play. So he was in the USHL with the Muskegon Lumberjacks, where he put up 1.39 points per game. OHL is a better league.
Yes.
1.26 is very good.
Nothing to sneeze at. Yes.
So absolutely nothing to sneeze at.
Especially the, that goal is where, cause that's his thing is he is a true blue certified sniper and could be considered the best sniper in the Sharks prospect pool right now.
Just because I don't really think anybody else really has the goal scoring prowess.
Yeah, and just the way he scores goals too, where it's just like if you watch, like we
oh, it's a highlight reel show.
Every goal is a highlight reel show, and that's his thing is he's gonna pick corners and he's gonna make fools look stupid with his shot. So it's good to see him make that jump. You know, I know it's funny. He's actually gotten I think his last game he got a game misconduct, and I think he got a couple of suspension for a slew foot. So Daniel Gushin.
Mixing it up all over the score sheet. He's picking I believe he started the season with a 4-goal game.
I don't know if he had a 4-goal game, but something he was like up that. There. He had, I think he might have had it, but he was. He's been having some nice games. So
he's the most. Well, William Eklund is electric, but Gushin's probably the next most electric player that they have.
Yeah, could you imagine Eklund just dishing to Gushin? Oh my god.
We approve this message here at Locked On Sharks.
Yes.
Rules so hard. Little theme we've got going on here, other than Ozzy and including the next guy.
This next
four
one
out
here.
Of the five guys have been absolutely on fire. And this guy is so on fire. Is he still leading the OHL in points?
He is still leading the OHL in points right Brandon. Now. He added a casual 4-point game on Saturday. So all these numbers are as of Sunday morning. But yeah, Brandon Coe, buddy.
Brandon Coe, right winger, round 4, pick 98, 2020, plays for the North Bay Battalion. He's on the top line, no shit. He's played 24 games. He has 14 goals, 32 assists for 46 points, leading the OHL. That's 1.92 points per game. Last year with the CUDA, he played he had 0.29 points per game. He didn't really play much. But the year before that, so 2 years ago when he was a rookie in the OHL, he put up 0.9 points per game. With the battalion. He had 57 points in 60 games played. Fell to the fourth round because he was seen as super raw. He's like 6'4", had all of the tools, didn't have a toolbox.
Yeah, and you can tell he's putting it together because it's the way he scored, like his goals, like if he needs to split dudes, we've seen him do that. If he needs to toe drag guys, he can do that. If he needs to score dirty goals, he can get in front of the net and do that. Like, this dude, he's putting it together, and we interviewed his coach, you know, after he got drafted, and that was what he said, is he's got all the tools in the world, and it's nice to see him putting it together, and I hopefully we can get him on the podcast soon. Please, North Bay, please.
Yeah, talking. Come on.
Come on at us. 100 times. The people want to hear.
The people are demanding Brandon Coe.
Like, I want to, you know, because I think that year with the CUDA where he got to play with men, you know, for the year, and then he's going to and playing against a bunch of 16-year-old kids right now and just dominating their face right now, and it's great to see.
Yeah, he's going crazy this year. If he can keep this up all year, that is insane. That'll be a fourth round steal and a half. But he's got the physical frame. He's 6'4". He's a big guy. He's the biggest prospect they have, really.
You can't teach size, Kyle.
No, and if he can take the rawness and mold a little bit, which it looks like he's doing, this could be something really special. You could be stumbling onto something really special, just having an outstanding, the best year of anybody on our list by far.
Oh, yeah.
Which is obvious.
I would not have put money down on that.
No, neither would I. But yes. Hey, I was always a Coe guy.
Yes,
I thought that was a great pick. So they wear the ugliest jerseys, though, if you're watching on YouTube. They're like puke green.
They're very, yes.
Next guy, Alex Young.
My cousin.
Round 7, pick 196 in 2020, plays for Colgate University. He is a top-line player because everybody else is ass. He's got 5 goals and 7 assists in 16 games played for 0.75 points per game. Last year, he had... Oh, I don't know how to read this. Oh, there we go. Scrolling is hard. Last year, he had 0.62. So he's picked up. The problem is he was a 7th-round pick.
Yeah.
He was always just going to be a dart. Some scouts, like I think Will Scouch said that he can see something there a little bit. There's something there. Having an okay season, you'd want to see him dominate a shitty NCAA league more than what he is. But I mean, you can't really. It is what it is. I think if they get anything out of him, that's what you want out of the 7th round.
Yep. Yeah. That's basically is from what I saw is he's doing what he's supposed to, but probably don't hold your breath on this one. So
yeah. Adam Raska plays both wings apparently.
Yes.
Pick 201, round seven. What?
Yes. Hasn't done much for the CUDA. Well, we'll kind of go over Raska quickly because we're going to actually do a CUDA breakdown here in a couple weeks. So Adam Raska, not doing much in the CUDA.
Plays for the CUDA, fourth line winger on the CUDA. Has no points in 11 games. Last year, he had 1.13 points per game with Rimouski Oceanic of the QMJHL. It's hard making the leap to the AHL, but a couple weeks from now, we're going to do a CUDA roundup, and he'll be involved in there. And rounding out the 2020 draft, pick 206. Mistake. Pick 206, round seven, Linus Oberg. He plays for Örebro HK in the SHL. He is a fourth line winger there. He's got 3 goals, 2 assists in 25 games played for 0.2 points per game. It is the SHL, so it is a man's league.
They've been saying he might make the jump over next year because his style of game is like very NHL ready. So he's probably going to be a fourth line plug type of guy. So
yeah, him and Raska can compete for that spot because Raska, if you remember, was really good in the prospect camp.
Who's going to hang out with Lord Jasper Weatherby? So maybe him, Linus, Jasper, and Eklund can go get Swedish meatballs next season.
Yeah, give them more Swedish friends.
Yes. All right.
We're obviously going through these guys a little quicker because they haven't really done much. Like, for instance, Timofey Spitsarov. He's a round seven, pick 210, rounding out the 2020 draft class. Plays at the University of Vermont. JD listed his role as healthy scratch.
He's played 5 games this year.
He's played 5 games. Has no points.
Sorry, buddy.
Which is crazy because last year at the Culver Military Academy Prep School in the USHS, he had 1.45 points per game. Rocky first season in NCAA. This is a more of a long-term play.
Again, seventh round picks here.
Throwing a dart on a guy that is an offensive guy who has a ton of skill and maybe can put it together and give you something, or maybe he can't.
Yep.
That's what's going on here. Not going to lose too much sleep if they miss on a seventh round pick, but hey, they took the shot on a guy who actually has skill and not just a big giant human.
Yes. Kyle.
Yes.
I feel like I need to win some money on betting on whatever I feel like. Where would I go to spend money?
That's good because Bet Online has got you. And they've got you covered all season long because they have more props, more odds, and more lines than ever before. Football's almost in the playoffs. It's a good time to make money. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. You got basketball, football, hockey, boxing, UFC, Mahjong, maybe footy, cricket, highlife, pickleball, badminton, SHL, DEL, Korean League. I don't know. Go check it out. Maybe they have your favorite sport. Maybe they have your favorite Vegas casino game as well. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. Bet online, where the game starts. Okay.
2021 draft.
A man that needs no introduction. Round one, pick 7, straight out of Sweden with a loose cannon. William Eklund.
These are his SHL numbers this year. So, yes.
Yes. So, we didn't include his Sharks stuff. We all know. He got sent back to Ugarden, where he plays on the top line. He's played 7 games, has 3 assists, 0.43 points per game. Ugarden is awful.
Just absolutely.
They are like the worst team in the SHL.
Yes.
It's frustrating. They are very bad.
Yes.
Do we need to talk about William Eklund? We've talked about him a lot.
No. Go listen to any podcast that we did from middle of July to when he got sent back, and you can hear our talk about William Eklund. He's going to be an absolute rock star when he comes over here next year. And I for one am very excited for him to burn down the league in a bloody, bloody vengeance tour with Tomasz, with Bordalo by his side. So let's do this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still perplexed at sending him back to Sweden to play on the worst team in the league.
Yes.
But, I mean, he's going to play all situations and do his thing. And so hopefully he comes back.
He's like, bars and get the only gym in Sweden. So,
yes, exactly. Moving on. they didn't pick for the next two rounds. Round three, pick 81. The guy who's probably having the second best year of all the prospects, Benjamin Gaudreau. He's the only goalie on this list. He's picked 81st overall. Plays for Sarnia Sting in the OHL. He is their starting goalie. He's played 14 games. He has a 906 save percentage, 3.15 goals against average, and one shutout. Last year, he had an 890 save percentage. He didn't play last year.
Yep.
He had an 890 save percentage, a 4.34 goals against average in 28 games played. So he's already trending up. He had that really, really good Canada tournament last year.
Yes.
He's good. This is a good pick. People smarter than us, all the scouts and stuff like that, especially the OHL scouts, they're constantly tweeting about him and pointing out all the highlights he's done. He's won like player of the week honors and stuff already. He's rounding into goalies take a little bit longer. He's rounding into form as a top flight goalie prospect. And the Sharks desperately need that.
Yes. And when friend of the show, Josh Tesler, is DMing me, being like, dude, this guy's good, sending me stuff. Yes. Ben Gaudreau, also friend of the show. So I've noticed guys who came on for interviews, really good years this year. Just throwing it out there. So.
Except for Ozzy, he didn't get the boost.
Yeah, Ozzy didn't get the boost this year. So, well, he was on the Barracuda when he got the boost. Anyway.
True.
It's been good to see, you know, especially because goalie, especially there's so much going on like that they can't control with, you know, it's almost like the Ozzy thing where like the team in front of you is just bad and you're just getting shell shocked every night. But I mean, you know, he's having nights where he's making 30, 35, 40 saves a night and, you know, and keeping his team in it. So yeah, I'm excited for Gaudreau. And I assume he'll be back in juniors again. They're probably going to kind of play his development, especially because you have a little bit of a log jam with the Barracuda, but yeah, he's the goalie of the future for the Sharks. So
as of right now, yeah. And he's looking like a good pick.
Yes.
Speaking of podcast bumps, round four, pick 103.
This one actually might be my favorite so far of the year, what this guy's doing.
A guy who, when he got drafted, everybody went, I don't even know who that was. And I think Will Scout said, I didn't even scout him. So he got picked round four, pick 103. He plays for Victoria Royals in the WHL. He is their top pairing D-man. And he's played 20 games. He has 3 goals, 13 assists for 0.8 points per game, which is really good for a guy who's giant and plays defense.
And the bump from last year.
Yeah, last year he was at 0.33 points per game in 21 games. So pretty much the same amount of games played. He's tripled his goals and just over doubled his assists and just about doubled his points in one more game. He has taken an incredible step forward. There's literally nothing short of like, wow.
Yeah. Especially for a guy who just turned 18, you know, last fall when we interviewed him. He's a big guy, like 6'2", big frame kid, known for his defense, but like if he can take that defense and start putting some offense with it, you might have something, you know, you might have a steal here where, and like some of his goals who have been, he's done a really nice job, to like springing his teammates and making defensive plays and then providing that offense. And, you know, if he continues to keep this offense together and grow with it. And that was his big thing was he wanted to contribute more in the offensive zone. And he's done it so far this year on a Royals team. He was supposed to be bad and they've seemed, you know, kind of to put it together. So, and he's been a big reason why.
Yeah. Doug, the younger said that they wanted to draft a defenseman who, we're smart and can move the puck. Or no, skate and we're smart.
Yes. Who cares about moving the puck?
Most of them can move the puck. So it seems like they were on. There seems like they're
if
on
you,
something.
If you're smart and you can skate, you can probably move the puck at the same time.
Probably. But yes, that's the mold that they're going for. I know that they're big. They're not like little small guys like a Quinn Hughes. But I mean, hey, if they can do it, they can do it. And bigger's probably better in this instance. So they might be onto something here with old Gannon LaRock.
Yes.
Moving down the list, another round four pick, 121. Ethan Cardwell.
He was an overager.
He was an overager. He plays for the Barrie Colts in the OHL. He's a first-line player for them, actually. 4 goals, 12 assists, 16 points, and 18 games played for 0.89 points per game. Last year, he clocked in at a solid 1 point per game. So he's down this season, and that's kind of worrisome because he's an overager.
Yeah. I know a lot of people liked this pick for the Sharks, you know, especially if you're going to take an overager. But yeah, it's
he needs to bring up the scoring. Like especially on the older end of the league, supposed to be
scoring a lot of goals, and he's got four. I'm not sure how the Barry Colts are in the standings right now, but I mean, it's not like they're not, you know, they have Brent Clark on their team who famously didn't get called up by Canada.
That was so dumb.
Yes, but like, you know, you would expect him to kind of be, you know, doesn't feel like a Gushin type guy, but if he's like a Robbins where he's scoring like 10, 11 goals and, you know, like if his goals and assists are pretty close together. But yeah, little disappointing.
Barry has played 20 games. They have 11 wins, 7 losses, 2 overtime losses. They have 24 points. So they're
kind of
six,
probably in the middle.
They're 6 out of 10 in their conference.
Yeah.
And so that would make them 7, 8, 9, 10. Nine, they're ninth overall because the Western Conference is ass. So yeah, they're not the best.
Yep, it's kind of middle of the pack. But you would hope that maybe he finds his scoring touch
they're on fire. They're 7-2-1.
Oh,
so that means that they start in their last 10. So the first 10 games they started off as 4-5-1.
Woo!
Yeah. So. Hey, maybe as Barry gets a little bit better here, he starts trending up, but not what you want to see out of an older guy.
Yes,
in the minors.
Yep.
Next guy, a defenseman.
He broke his wrist.
135. He broke his wrist. Artem Guriev. He's a defenseman. He plays for the Peterborough Petes. JD put his role as injured.
Yeah, he should be back soon. I think it was like a 6-week injury, happened late October. So he should be back soon. So hopefully next time when we do this, we'll have a little bit on our guy, Artem, here. But yeah.
Got nothing. He's only played 4 games. We have no idea.
Yep. No idea.
Moving on. Another round 5 pick, 156. Max McHugh. He's a center. He plays for the London Knights. He is on their third line. He's got 16 points in 22 games for 0.73 points per game. In 2019-20, because the OHL didn't play last year, he only had 0.18. So he's made a massive, massive jump. He's definitely going back to the OHL next year if he's young enough, right?
Yes. All these guys are, yeah. So
all these guys will be going back. None of them are blowing the doors off. So you want to see that 0.73 in the next year. You want to see that get creeping closer and closer to one. And then hopefully next year he's way over one, because that's what you're trying to throw on the darts here. The Sharks went, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys last year that were all drafted from the OHL who didn't play. So they're obviously going for an inefficiency in the market here. Mm-hmm. Where teams weren't scouting and didn't get to know or didn't trust their scouting department, and the Sharks did. So these guys are a little bit more wait and see other development, because they lost a complete year of development. So they're going to be 1 year behind.
Yep. Another guy on the London Knights.
Yeah. They picked 2 London Knight guys back to back with their picks. So round 6, pick 167, Liam Gilmartin, an analytics darling pick. When it happened, plays for the London Knights. He's actually on their second line. He's got 5 goals, 5 assists in 19 games played for 0.53 points per game, which is down because last year he played for the USNTD BTTPT team and had 0.65 points per game. So he's a little bit down.
But, I mean, still trying to find your footing in the OHL. Like, yeah.
Obviously, he's going to go back, and hopefully he ticks way up next year.
I would like to see, hopefully, next year if you get, like, if it works out for, I don't know, the London Knights roster and lines, but it'd be cool to see Gilmartin and McHugh on the same line. Maybe they can start to build that chemistry too, where it seems like Gilmartin's kind of a little bit better shooter, and then maybe McHugh can be setting him up. So again,
and McHugh does play center, so it will work. It could work out.
Yes,
but we again a wait and see OHL guy. Second last pick that we're covering, round 6, pick 177. Theo, I'm assuming it's Jakobsen. He's Swedish. Plays for Modo Hockey in the Allsvenskan, another friend for Willie.
Yes.
He is on their fourth line. He's got 3 points in 23 games for 0.13 points per game. Last year, he had 0.
He played in a lot of places last year. He was bouncing around.
Yeah. He's a pure dart throw. Honestly, whatever.
I think they drafted him for the hair, to be honest. But yes.
Yeah, just a pure dart throw. Not a ton going on with Theo. I think there's some scouting reports that kind of liked him a little bit, but he's super raw and young, and you're just kind of banking on some really good development. And it's a long-term play. If he doesn't come over for 5 years and then you get a guy that you can throw on your third line for a couple of years, great. Awesome.
Yep.
Like a Jonas Donskoy. Last guy. And it's great because then we're going to be out of here. You have Jenny Kashnikov. He plays D, round 7, pick 199, plays for the Gatineau Olympique. Literally no idea what role he plays on the team because
they do not give up anything.
Yeah, so he's a D. He's got 15 points in 24 games for 0.63 points per game. So I imagine he's close to the top of their pool. Yes. Probably plays on the power play. Last year he had 0.45 points per game for AKM Novomoskovsk in the MHL. And then 2 years ago when he played in the Q, he played 8 games, had 5 points for 0.625 points per game with the Gatineau Olympique. Again, a dart throw, a moving puck mover defenseman, smart guy who can skate. They're really just trying to uncover anything you can out of these guys. And he's having like a decent season. It's not the worst. And then he'll go back to the Q next year and hopefully he could go to the HL. Hopefully we see these guys all uptick that didn't.
He's Russian.
That weird junior season.
He'd be like 30 for all we know.
Yeah. And he could just go back to Russia and be like, I'm going to work the salt mines. I don't know. It's tough with these 7-round picks. There's not a lot. It's pure dart throws. So as we do this in the years to come, if we're still doing this, you got to hope for the development to come.
Yeah. What's really quick before we get out of here, which guy was kind of the most surprising to see his stats?
I mean, Brandon Coe.
He's
leading the OHL in points.
I knew Brandon Coe's season was like insane. I'm going to say my boy Gannon LaRocque, who's, like I said, he's been, you know, like, it's nice to see him put that offense together. And especially, you know, he could be like the Brandon Coe where you have all the tools there, but doesn't have the toolbox quite yet. So if he continues to develop, you know, it might be a nice little steal for the Sharks there in the fourth round. So, but yeah, are we worried about Ozzie?
A little bit.
Other than Eklund, who makes the Sharks next? Who's the best chance to make the Sharks?
Ko? No. Bortolo?
I think Bortolo.
Ko is just big. Yeah. It's probably Adam Raska, to be honest with you.
That doesn't count.
Ko is the size to like compete, you know what I mean? Whereas Bortolo, they throw him down there to like.
Bob's going to see that size and just be like, just oh my God. Put them next. Oh, Lord Jasper and Cove. Let's put them together for all the vibes.
Oh, man, that's awesome. And Kevin LeBanc will still be on the fourth line.
poor Kevin LeBanc.
As you can see, we actually do listen to your tweets and your DMs. So please get at us because this was a lot of people asking us for this roundup. You can let us know at Locked On Sharks on Twitter. You can let us know at Locked On Sharks on Facebook and Instagram. It's all the same there. We'll get all your DMs. Send us notes, whatever you want to do. Email lockedonsharks@gmail.com. We haven't got an email in a while. Thank you for your service. If you want to email us an idea there, make sure it's trash so I can delete it. Send all your good ideas to the other social medias. YouTube, we're marching towards 500 and 1,000. Please subscribe there if you want to watch us. This was a really good show to watch on YouTube because JD made a lot of graphics. It was really good. It was pretty cool. Spotify, thanks, Amazon, Anchor, Stitcher. It was cool. Those were great graphics.
I said thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, I'm just making sure. Listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. I mean, it's 2021. If you have trouble listening to us, let us know and we'll help you download an app. JD is at My Fryhole.
Kyle is at Kyle Demetrius. Thank you for making us your first listen. Go check us out. Go check out the Flames. They play the Flames today. We don't want to preview them. So go check out the Flames podcast. Locked On Bets. And Kyle's random pick of the day is?
Locked On Mariners.
Again, why do you keep picking all the lockouts? Poor baseball.
I don't know why I've got baseball in the brain. I don't know. I don't know.
You just said about the lockout. Go listen to the Niners. I'm sure they're complaining. Why is Trey Lance not starting? Do you think they do the
where's whenever Trey Lance isn't there, they should be asking where Trey Lance is. They should come to us for ideas. We're very popular. Yes.
I think they're doing just fine on their own.
No. They can always be more popular with our crazy ideas.
All right. Bye, friends.
See ya.